Tim Kaine, Hatred Compelling Government Shutdown. By Sean Moran on January 21, 2019. Senator Tim Kaine, DBA, took to Twitter on Monday to reflect on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, suggesting that hatred compelled President Donald Trump to shut down the government. Failed former vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine reflected on the holiday commemorating Dr. King's message of tolerance, suggesting that President Donald Trump's government shutdown distracts from the holiday. The Virginia Democrat said that hatred pushed Republicans and Trump to shut down the government. The federal government partially shut down after Democrats refused to back President Trump's $5.7 billion request for border security. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, declined to support Trump's newest offer, which includes temporary amnesty for deferred action for childhood arrivals, DACA, illegal aliens, for Trump's requested $5.7 billion in border wall funding. Kaine wrote, "If you turn on the TV right now, you're more likely to hear the words wall or shutdown than justice or dream. On a day when we ought to be reflecting about the dreams Dr. King had, we're instead talking about the 31st day of shutdown and the hatred that compels it." Senator Kaine neglected to mention that Senate Democrats could end the government shutdown this week. Kaine then said that Dr. King spoke near the Berlin Wall, saying that people on both sides of the Berlin Wall are God's children. Kaine failed to mention that communist-controlled East Germany erected the Berlin Wall to prevent Germans from escaping its totalitarian society. Kaine wrote, "So right now let's look back at some words of his that are particularly resonant today. In September of 1964, he spoke near the Berlin Wall, a wall built smack in the center of Berlin, separating West from East to keep people divided from one another. This is what he said. Spoken 55 years ago, but still as meaningful as the day Dr. King said those words. While he is no longer with us, his legacy, his example, and his wisdom continue to this very day," Senator Kaine added.